Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are in the right place to be. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a few moments to get yourselves together. Make sure you text a friend, tell somebody that the I Love Down South show is getting ready to kick off, okay, for this month of October, recovering from Irma. All right, well, she was a bad bee, wasn't she? Anyway, go ahead and get yourselves together, get your pens ready, because we're going to have an awesome, awesome show this evening. All right, family? All right, let's get it. I'll give you a few minutes to get it together. Tell your friends, your family to get on the line. This is Miss Latoya Bird, by the way. Thank you for joining us this evening. Oh, all right. All right, go ahead and get your family and friends on the line.
On the button.
And let's get ready for an awesome, awesome show this evening. All right, all right, all right. So, again, this is Ms. Latoya Bird. Listen, I'm live on the scene. We have some special guests this evening on tonight's show. I'm really happy to be back on the show. We took a hiatus pretty much almost like the whole month of September. And shouts out to everybody who survived September. So many different things were happening on a mind, body, and soul level. On a natural, you know, level with the weather, with so on and so forth. You know, nature is doing her thing. So if you survive September, honey, you got what it takes. And I want to say that, you know, during times of trouble and during times of natural disaster, for some reason we get more human. We remember to care about others, remember to care for our neighbors, and care for other people. And so I just had a wonderful time in the midst of Irma, whether it's preparing, evacuating, doing all these things. It was really a sight to see people come together. So shouts out to Valencia Gunter and a couple other people in the community that put their energy out there to help and to provide for our community. So, you know, for the month of September, I really saw that shining through super hard, all the faith-based organizations that became, you know, a place, a reservoir of support and supplies. Like, hands down, I gotta give it up to all of you guys. So, a little applause, you know, from my live listening audience, and for all of you guys listening online. Thank you so much for chiming in. Shouts out to Uber Wings. Shouts out to Sweet Home here in Perrine. Love this body of Christ that's doing what they're doing out here. And a special shout out to, I want to get his name wrong. I might get it wrong. Anyway, he the youth pastor. He the youth pastor at Sweet Home. Shouts out to Monique Bird. I know she operates their Instagram and their social media. So shouts out to family. That's Monique Bird out there at Sweet Home. So it's been so much going on, like, since the last time we've been on. GoodNewsGhouls.com, for those of you that listen in all the time, you guys know that we didn't drop a September issue because of Irma, detour, setback, whatever. But since you know, the last time that we've been on the show, we've had an amazing, like, experience with our August issue. And with our August issue, you know, we featured the marching band, the community marching band that took place here in the Richmond Perrine area with the famous marching band director from FAMU, Dr. White. And that article, I ended up sending it out to a couple different media platforms, and it just took the airwaves, and it was featured in over 4 different media platforms, including the Miami Times and the Palmetto Bay newspaper. So it's just been amazing to see how we have to step up and document and archive the different things that are taking place in our community, because if we don't do it, Channel 7 is not going to come down here just for a little get-together. But guess what? We should. Our get-together, these different things that we put on in our community, they're history. They're history. They're worthy of being documented and celebrated and attended. You understand what I'm saying? So we need to do better here in down south to show support and to provide, like, opportunities for the community to come together. So the magazine has been doing well. For those of you that follow Good News Schools, you know, we're all about creating and celebrating good news. And so, you know, I Love Down South is just all about, you know, highlighting dope things that are taking place in the South area of every city. I don't care where you at. But it's just a highlight right now. South West Miami-Dade, it has a lot going on, and I'm trying to capture it all and give this a platform, give it a platform so we can share and connect. And so that's what this whole month is going to be about. We have a local organization who is doing amazing things, touching all the hearts out there, all the red and the pink hearts, okay? So we have none other than a cancer survivor, a queen in her own right, a mother, a sister, a wife, a friend. This woman is doing amazing things in our community, and she, I just can't wait to see what's next coming from her. We have Miss Kenesha Gummer, also founder and CEO of Pink Hearts Inc. In the building. Hold on, let me get my applause going. You know how I know how to work that. All right, let's give it up for the queen.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Ms.
How
Kay.
You doing? Hey.
Listen,
what's up?
We're doing. Everything. We're so excited to have you on the line with us today.
I'm so excited
know,
to be on the line with you guys.
Thank you. We know you had, like, a lot going on yesterday and that your schedule stays, like, stacked. So if you can, right out the gate, if you can let our listeners and our supporters know, what is Pink Hearts and Pink Heart Inc., and what did you guys have going on yesterday?
Oh, okay. Well, Pink Hearts is a nonprofit organization. We are here to inspire, motivate, and encourage those that's fighting cancer with different resources to kind of help restore hope and faith. I am a breast cancer survivor myself, so I know what it's like to have to depend on others to kind of get by day to day. So pretty much our organization is geared towards helping out those that are having hardships while they're going through, you know, receiving cancer treatment. Now, it's not geared towards breast cancer. It's geared towards all cancer. So if you know anybody with cancer who has been recently diagnosed that need a little motivation, inspirement, helping out, just give us a call. You can go to pink-hearts.org, sorry, or you can contact us at info@pink-hearts.org as well. Now, yesterday what we had going on is a day of pampering where we basically, those that was fighting and also survived breast cancer, since this is Breast Cancer Month, starting today. So we just kicked off Breast Cancer Month, and we just had a fabulous time where women just came out and we was able to inspire them, gave them some resources. We had some spa services available for them. We had the massages going on. Charles Magic Touch was rubbing down the feet. We had Dada went to Helen. She did some makeup and also gifted a young lady 5 free sessions. Also, a young lady won an hour of massage from Charles as well. And we had another masseuse in the building, massage in she's going to kill me. I can't think of it. But, yeah, we had her in the building. Also, we had 2 volunteers from Robert Morgan came out and did some manis for the women. So, and also we had Kat. Kat was, did a microblading procedure. So we just loved on the women. We had performance. Microblading procedure is like for the women that kind of lost their eyebrows doing chemo and it probably didn't grow back in all the way. And basically you can get a microblading procedure, which is not like it's not a tattoo, but it's similar to a tattoo. But it's like hair-like strands. It looks just like hair. I have the procedure myself.
Okay.
Yes. So it looks just like hair. You would never know it's microblading. It's similar to a tattoo, but not quite a tattoo.
Okay,
but, yeah,
wow.
This
was a really a showcase of pampers. I'm hearing massage. I'm hearing the beauty elements. I want to know, like, what was the feedback and what was the vibe in the room besides it being pink? You understand? I saw the pictures. Y'all had it going on over there at the Faces Banquet Hall.
Yes, ma'am. We did have the young lady. I don't have my notes in front of me. I'm sorry. I'm forgetting everybody's name, but she did come in, Nicole. She did slay the place. Did you see the pictures? Oh, my God. It was so beautiful. The atmosphere was so amazing. You know, God was definitely in the building. We had a young lady. She was able to tell her testimony, which did enhance others to share. We started off in prayer, and that kind of set the tone of the atmosphere. And we had Demetrius Williams come by and did inspirational dance. We had Sylvester Pookie come by and did some comedy. He had my side hurting, man. My cheeks was hurting. And
and he's a survivor himself, right?
He's a survivor himself, and he did share a little piece of what he went through. You know, you never know what people are going through because he had a hip replacement, a knee. Oh, my God, he had so much going on, but you never know because he's there making us laugh on stage. Not only that, we had Mike Smith have this phenomenal song that you yourself had a chance to be a part of the video with me, myself.
Yes.
And so some of the women came back out along with his mom, Taria Lewis, also the A&T Health and Safety family over there. They came out and showed support with and they came out and they did their little runway. They performed. Rondo Smith, his brother, was featured on that song. So they just came out, some of the women that was in the video, and they was able to, you know, provide that inspiration, and it kind of set the tone as well. So we had a good old time.
Listen, so ladies and gentlemen, I have class on Tuesday mornings, and I wasn't able to come to the event, and my heart hurt it so bad because I wanted to be there so I can capture some pictures and so on and so forth for the magazine, but Miss K, Miss Pink Hearts Inc., she's being very modest, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to say that it was a survivor atmosphere. It was also a celebratory atmosphere. It was pink, pearls, diamonds, you know, these drapes all over the place. It was beautiful gifts. my aunt, Linda Bird, actually, hopefully she can be on the line a little later. I invited her on the call. She was really touched by the event deeply. She's one of your clients or one of the individuals, because she's a cancer survivor and she's going through cancer. So I know the impact that you're having on our community, and I want you to touch on next, but I just need to spend some time telling y'all, listen, it was all of that, and that's why I said it was. When I was looking at it, I was like, okay, they're going to mix the runway with the pink hearts. That was perfect mix. Like, that was perfect. And so having all these women in the same room who have gone through some of the similar things or can use the encouragement, the inspiration, that's one of the things that I love about what I see you doing in the community. It's one thing to talk about something. It's another thing to do it and be about it. And yesterday was the opportunity for the community to see, one, what you're really all about, and then for those that you're helping to see how much you're really vested into what it is that you're doing. So, ladies and gentlemen, that the banquet hall wasn't ready for them. The arches, the balloon arches. I seen little diamond rhinestones on the centerpieces, like, and I'm saying that to say, when we put our heart and our all into something, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So I don't know, those of you that are out there listening, if you have somebody in your circle who you say you support, do what you can to support them in any way, because people are literally pouring their hearts out into something. And when you pour your heart out, it's draining because you want to give so much. And so I want you all that are listening out there, show a little bit more appreciation. Drop a donation, okay, at these organizations who you say you support, because behind the scenes, you know, there's a lot that goes into making something happen. And the reason why I want to spend some time and showering you with acknowledgement on this is because we always talk about that down south don't have nothing going on. And so I want to say, psycho berry, like, we do have things going on. And even I myself, I can do more to promote. I can do more to connect. I can do more, you know, to pressure people to use the magazine as a platform. Like, I can do that more, and so I will, because seeing the quality of events and the quality of organizations that are popping up here and there, I think it's time for us to create a new protocol. That if we band together and say, you know what, whatever's going on down here, let me find five people that I know I'm always going to support no matter what, so that we can have that energy and vibe of togetherness here in the down south area as we service the community, you know, and then and then that way we build our network from the inside out. And so I already know that the organization, there's a small circle going on right now that we've been kind of like unofficially just supporting one another no matter what we do. And I want to say for whoever's listening, if you have some people that support you no matter what you do, hold on to those people. Acknowledge them, you know, and just do the damn thing and move forward. So on that note, can you tell us about, like, your clients, like, how do people find you? Who have you been able to help? Now, maybe not so much names, but, like, how many people, families have you been able to assist? What are some of the services that you provide?
Well, we go out, anyone that contact us, we're able to assist, and as long as they're basically going through treatment and they're going through not so much of hardship but just want that support, we do go out there to, if they're receiving treatment, we go out to the hospitals or we'll show up at their home. We have surprised some of our clients like that. We have clients at the age of, I would say, 19 all the way up. You know, cancer doesn't discriminate, you know. So we just go out there and we just sit and talk with them and encourage them. And I kind of share my testimonies, and they kind of see me as, okay, you had it at 32 and you was able to, you know, move forward. And with me, I'm always telling them that it's definitely mind over matter. So just kind of look at the situation, but don't kind of stay there. You know, have faith that everything is going to come full circle and you see yourself victorious. So, you know, we just go out there and kind of inspire them and let them know as long as they can see themselves victoriously, they will be victorious, and kind of not allow them to sit there in the situation and marinate and become a pity party. And that's, God, why me? Why not you? Like my sister Jennifer Lowe like to say, why not you? So what we do is we provide a pampering service, massages. You know, if you're free and clear to get a massage, we do have Charles Magic Touch on deck. We do go out there and do those hour massages for our clients. We do give out care packages as well, where we provide everything that someone would be needing in the household. And we try to provide within that care package. We do spa days, custom wigs. We do gift them with a necklace and also earrings of angels. And
wait,
they get to name their angel.
Hold on. You said you breezed past that real fast. You said custom wig. You mean like bundle? You mean like... Well,
we do have people out there in the community, you know, to do any donations of hair. If we do get any donations of hair and requests of a wig, yes, it will definitely be Rapunzel.
Hold on, y'all do the baby hair? Y'all do all of that?
Ooh, we'll do all that. You gonna have it all, so you would not be lacking over here. So what? Your hair came out. We got some new hair for you. So
that's right.
And then we got Kat on staff. Well, she does gift out to the survivors free microblading. You know, you have to be a survivor. So we got eyebrows for you too. So you lose them. Okay, we got Kat on staff. Kat gonna draw them back.
All right.
And guess what? They gonna be better than before.
That's right.
That's tenfold.
You know, you know what, Kanisha, the what's important that I think that non-cancer individuals or families, if you've never been touched by cancer in any way, shape, or form, you may not be able to connect. But if you have,
right.
especially with women, you know, our looks, how we look, how we feel, they're intercorrelated sometimes. And so when you're going through a rough time, but you're able to look good and feel good, that literally changes how you deal with a situation. And so... it's funny that you as a woman, you understand that, and other women understand that. So they really appreciate the bundles, the lace front, whatever they call it. I don't know. But
man, because when I was out there going through my thing, and I got some free wigs, and I was like, who's going to put that on? So I understand the struggle of the me.
Yes.
You know, that curl just ain't curl all the way. It just got the little flip. We ain't going with the little flip spin going. So,
I just mopped my bald head. I was like, what kind of wigs? No, I don't want the Oprah wig. I want the.
No. So, ladies, if you do have those bundles, we do take donations. You don't throw them away. We can rejuvenate, hydrate. We can bring that back to life.
Okay, as expensive as they are. So
yes.
I know that with women, we can identify, you know, if we are our appearance and how we feel on the how we look on the outside and how we feel on the inside is a definite correlation. And when you're going through a terminal illness, a chronic terminal illness like cancer, you need that support
yes.
system, and you need to be able to feel good and have your self-esteem in the right place. So my question is to you,
yes.
have you ever worked with males who've experienced cancer?
Oh yes. When I was going through it, my brother-in-law, or ex-brother-in-law, he used to be married to my sister, and he was actually going through colon cancer. So, you know, me and him used to swap pictures back and forth. So he was
wow.
my inspiration, and also I was his. So, yes, so dealing with that, and also meeting Pookie also is a male survivor that I know, and then I know another male survivor, which is my husband friend. He'll be on the website soon, but yeah, he's going to be telling his story. He beat it 3 times, so I've
Whoa.
Been meeting men that's been coming up and speaking up about it.
Wow, I got to introduce you to Mr. Andre Soul. He's up
mm-hmm.
in Miami. He's a prostate cancer survivor, and he
okay.
too out of his you know, out of his survivorship, he also developed an organization up there
okay.
in the Miami area. I'm going to connect you with him, and he's a solid brother himself. But it's so many survivors in our community, and this
yes.
is what I want to transition to talk about. Is like, yes, we have the survivors, but as you just heard, ladies and gentlemen, these things can reoccur in different parts of your body, a totally different type of cancer, or you can have a reoccurrence
oh, yeah.
of the same type. So in this next segment that we're going to talk about, I want to talk about cures. And for those of you that are listening online, when you click on the link, it said cure awareness. I always like to refer to October as Cure Awareness Month because we kind of leave that out. We feel like, okay, cancer, chemo, okay, boom, you either survive or you don't. And
mm-hmm.
there's a missing link. There's a couple of missing links, and I want to talk
mm-hmm.
about that. So if you guys out there in, I was about to say in La La Land, you guys out there in listening, in Radio Land, go ahead and get your pen and papers out because I'm going to give you some things that you may want to jot down and that may be beneficial for you. So for those of you that may need some background information, I am a certified holistic life coach and took that route after losing 80 pounds in 80 days
oh, wow.
trying to heal myself naturally from a fibroid. Thank the Lord, it was non-cancerous, but it was a huge mass that was there on my uterus.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want to take the doctor's recommendation for operation. And so I told him, you know, I'm going to do some research. And in my quest of doing research, I ended up just opening myself up to the world of plant-based living, plant-based benefits, It's just literally a whole new world. It's just literally a whole new world that is right in front of us, and we ignore it. So I started to learn about healing. I started to learn about different cures and different things that our community is missing because Big Mama is gone. You know, she don't have her garden
mm-hmm.
in the back. She doesn't have, you know, when health insurance came out, back in the late 50s, somewhere around there, 60s, you had these insurance people or whoever going around to the communities telling people they cannot practice medicine, quote unquote, because grandma and big mama, they knew what to go get from the ground back growing in the backyard to make you feel better or to get rid of this or to take care of that. And so we kind of got disconnected from, you know, the herbs and the things that are healing that God and the creation provides for us here on this planet. So anyway, Kanisha, I started learning about so much stuff. And I started learning that disease, the root of all diseases are mucus. So if you can understand that there are certain things that we put in our body that induce and increase mucus production, we are voluntarily inducing and creating dis-ease in our body. So one of the things that I want our listeners to write down and draw a line through is dairy. No dairy, people. You have to start researching what dairy is, okay?
Yeah, I'm
dairy is a, yes, it is a secretion from another animal. And if it's a secretion from another animal, you're consuming kind of like their byproduct. And I just want you to look it up online, YouTube it, start looking at ailments and issues that are a result of dairy consumption. You may say, where am I going to get my vitamin D? Where am I going to get this? Where am I going to get that? And I'm going to, thank you. And I'm going to say, what other animal drinks the milk from another animal? Like a cat doesn't drink milk from a dog. Or a lamb doesn't drink milk from a goat, you know, so on and so forth. So we have to start looking at things just on a really plain level. So dis-ease is not only what you consume through your mouth. Dis-ease can enter your body through your sight. What you're watching can be disease-oriented. What you're listening to can be disease-oriented. So you have to understand that you're going to heal on three levels. You have to heal on a mind, body, and soul level. So you can't just focus on one part and leave the other three out. It's a trio and a trine that's important. So the first thing I told you guys to write down is no dairy. And if you want to YouTube something, start YouTubing mucus. Start YouTubing or searching up the effects of mucus in the body. How is mucus created and generated in the body? So if I'm telling you no dairy and mucus is an issue, now I'm going to tell you some things that you can do to help reduce mucus in your body and dairy alternatives. All right? So, of course, you have your almond milk. You have your rice milks. You have your soy. I'm not a fan of soy because it causes so many other ailments, especially in black women and Hispanic women. That's one of the reasons our estrogen levels are so high is because of our soy consumption. So you want to watch that. If you're a lady over 40 and you might need some estrogen, it's a different story. You got to be more aware of what's going on. So in regards to dairy alternatives, you also have my favorite, which is hemp seed milk. Oh, my gosh, Kanisha, I make an amazing I call it coconut cashmere. It's a smoothie. So it's coconut, hemp seed milk, cantaloupe, and pumpkin seeds. And you can add agave in there if you want, or honey if you want, and a few all natural ice cubes. You talking about that's the bomb? That's the bomb. So it's so good. I might make it tonight. It's so good because I got all the ingredients in the crib. So non-dairy, you want to go for the non-dairy. And when we say non-dairy, we're not just talking about milk. We're talking about the cheese. We're talking about the eggs. Okay? So these are things. Yes. Yes. You got to get the all of that.
Cheese.
Listen.
You want me to name
girl,
it because I can't
going.
Eat it.
Keep going. So exactly.
People used to think
so
I was crazy
because
I said I can't eat nothing white. I used to say that growing up. I can't eat nothing white. They was like, you can't eat nothing white. was like, no, anything white, I don't, my stomach won't take it. I can't eat nothing white. Mm. And what I was saying is dairy, but I didn't know. I just knew if it was white, it wasn't right in my stomach.
Listen, we gonna say that's the case for a couple different things, but we talking about food, y'all. We talking about what's good for your body.
In my stomach.
Yes, but listen, you're absolutely correct. I don't know if the listeners ever heard of Dr. Sabi, who is like the father of. Oh yes, study Dr. Sabi. Follow some of his.
I heard his story.
Oh, amazing story! This gentleman, this sage, this master teacher who was taken out of here strategically by the powers that be, whatever you want to call it, but this man is recorded for curing not only some cancer cases, but AIDS. Yes, and we see AIDS as this ultimate like disease. Oh my gosh, it's an STD. Child, look. So this doctor, between Dr. Sabi, Dr. Africa, and a
the
couple
mucus,
other,
what you talking about?
Mm-hmm. A couple other master teachers out there, Queen of Four. Oh my goodness, it's just like once you get a taste of the knowledge, your taste buds change when it comes to your palate. And then your lifestyle changes because you won't accept no BS. Because now you're living on purpose. Now you're living with purpose because you know about plant-based cures, you know about plant-based lifestyles, and you know about an elevated way of living and thinking. So I charge myself the past few months for me, I've been out of balance. And recently I just took a stance and I said this is non-negotiable because I know so much. And and now it's time for me to put those things back into motion. So I'm doing so through this platform, through the radio show, the office that I work with in Hollywood, they always like, oh, no, Miss Toya doesn't eat that. And the students and my coworkers at work, they know not to offer me any craziness. They're like, no, she don't want that. She wants, you know, the best. She wants kale. She wants fresh pressed juices. No, she don't want, she wants fruit. So even the people around you begin to change when you elevate. So for those of you who understand, okay, let's do three days with non-dairy. Let's see if we can transition. So after you know that you have some non-dairy alternatives, now I want you to focus on some other components. So you have things like ginger. You have spices like cayenne pepper and black pepper. These are things that you want to consume to help detox your body from all of the toxins that get in through eating certain types of foods, whether it's meats and dairies. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, I know some of you are like, I can't have grapefruit because of, you know, the medicine that I take. And those of you with cancer and going through chemo and different things like that, I know what stresses you have because my aunt went through it. So you guys are trying to survive by listening to, you know, your physician. But you have to know the ultimate physician is the creator and the planet. That's proof.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go with what's natural. You got to go with the instructions. The Bible says the healing of the nation comes from the herbs of the land. You understand? So, but we forget about that. And we forget about common sense. If you look at some of the labels on these on some of the medication for cancer patients, it says will cause cancer. But this is for a cancer patient with cancer. Like, what? Like,
and also if people don't have their mind right and set on the right stuff, it will also cause a cancer within the body because the body follows the mind. So if you got in your mind, I'm going to die, woe is me, guess what that body is going to do? Woe is me. It's going to have a pity party all by itself. So, yeah, so it's all about the like you said, healing of the mind, body, and soul. If you don't have that mind right, you can't heal that body, and that soul ain't going to be right. So definitely it's all in one. And in order for your mind to be right, your soul got to be right. So you got to be in tune. So definitely get your soul right so your mind can be aligned. That way it can trigger your body to follow because kill the head and the body is dead.
Ooh,
well, I would say kill the soul and the mind is gone.
kill the soul, the mind is gone. You kill the head, the body is dead. Listen, and if you don't get no non-dairy, you know, lifestyle, or if you just don't, if you're so close-minded that you can't embrace a plant-based diet, it's going to be all for naught. And so, Kanisha, I'm so glad that I saw you in one of your posts. You put a picture up of you meditating, of you exercising,
doing
yoga.
That's my new thing. I introduced my class to it. I'm sorry. It will basically bring back your purpose. If you just meditate on your victory, trust me, my class, I have a mixture of, you know, just getting out of high school, some middle-aged men and women, it can get a little crazy sometimes. So I have to make sure the energy is right in order for me to teach. So sometimes it calls for me to meditate, and I teach them how to meditate, and they want to do it all the time. Oh, Miss Kanisha, put on some of that meditation music. We need meditation today. So.
Well,
they let me know now
you,
we need meditation.
Yes. And do you know that the school board, I took a mindfulness meditation course, and and I also did some comedic Egyptian yoga up in Hollywood on the beach. Everybody what's Egyptian
I'm wondering.
What
my mind
is
frozen.
What is it? So the same way that you see the hieroglyphics and the Egyptians on the hieroglyphics in different positions and how they're moving, the yoga is representative of that. And, you know, they talk about the different gods and goddesses or whatever. And what we do in normal yoga or traditional yoga, you know, they just correlate it and show you how the Egyptians did yoga and some of these different positions and so on and so forth. But I wanted to touch the reason why I said I wanted to thank
you. It makes sense of now when you see those carvings, you know, how they have their hands
out.
Like, what?
Thank
what
you.
What
they
was doing?
Thank you. They was on purpose way back. They knew what they was doing way back then. We trying to remember. It's nowhere in the world we have the greatest civilizations like centuries ago. And we trying to catch up to get back to that level
to where we were because we got derailed all the way off track. So we don't even know. I was just having that conversation with one of my students. We don't even know the history. We won't even know our history. Like if they was to say go back to Africa, what part of Africa are we gonna go to? Because we don't know. We don't know what nationality, what tongue. We don't know nothing, so we're the culture that is pretty much lost. So you're right. When we look at that history, it feels like no connection. We are.
Yeah, but it's all the connection in the world because if we connect with nature, if we connect with the planet, it's going to show us who we are. And that's what Dr. Sabi was talking about when it comes to respecting the earth and respecting your body. And just elevating to a certain level.
And your mind.
So when you talk about mind, body, and soul, that's exactly what we mean. So, you know, whether you eat meat or not, whether you consume dairy or not, a cancer state of mind is more dangerous than anything. So one of the main things we want you to do is to be able to meditate in a spirit of gratitude, and a spirit of gratitude on the things that you, one, are grateful for, but in a spirit of gratitude for the things that you desire to have. And the way that you do that, ladies and gentlemen, is that you put yourself in that exact situation that you desire. And then you imagine how grateful you are to God for allowing these things to happen. So being in that happy space, that gratitude moment, that's where I want you guys to start your next meditation in regards to healing, in regards to elevating and going to the next level, because that's the way that I was, I don't want to say I was taught, but that's the way I was led to meditating. And that also led me to a new way to say prayers. So a lot of people say prayers, they ask God for stuff. But for me, I feel like he already did whatever he was going to do because he's so great, he did it from the beginning. So you sitting there asking him about the small thing, and I feel like he's equipped us to create the big thing. So we got to get into declaring and just – because when we get into a declaring mindset – we get to call things out. We get to, cast.
Because if you can't see it, you can't accomplish it. So you have to see it. In order for you to see it is meditate. And, like you said, you meditate in gratitude in the moment of you receive it. Call it as if it were. And that's what you're doing. You're calling it to existence, if that's what you know, he's going to fulfill everything that your heart desires. But you also have to do what he wants you to do, which is fulfill the purpose of the reason why you were sent here in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, they know their purpose, but yet they still sitting and they still waiting on other people to move. You know, faith without works is dead. So you can have all the faith in the world, but if you never put it to work, it would never come to fruition. And work without faith is dead. You can be running, you know, chasing your tail, but if you have no faith that it's going to come and it's going to work, that is also dead. So, you know, you just, like I said, you got to make sure all three is aligned, you know, dealing with your spirit and your mind
and
your body will follow.
Yes, and so that's what I want to encourage those that are fighting and who feel like they may not survive. And we're talking about cancerous situations because some of you guys are out there in an unhealthy relationship, in a cancerous type of environment with where you live, in a cancerous type of environment with where you work. So we want you to be able to elevate above the current situation where you can focus on your desired result. So, Kanisha, I saw this video of these doctors in Asia, and this person had a tumor. And it shows the x-ray. It shows the doctors over this person's body, and the doctors were meditating on the mass that this person
had
in their body. And it was recorded. It's like, whoa. So see the power when you talk to me about your event and all these ladies coming together, I see I see y'all next event where y'all coming together for the cure. Come together for the cure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a praying session. Maybe it's just a meet up to pray for all of your clients and your future clients or the community, communities affected by cancer. And I just see that, let's take this thing to the next level. Because we have the power to do it. And so I want the survivors and the cancer fighters to be encouraged that they can change their diet. They can. They got YouTube on their phone. They can look up different things. And so on that note, I'm going to offer a free counseling session from my holistic life coach, Elevated Transformations. I'm going to offer a free session to one of your members, and I don't know how we're going to set it up, but anybody who's been a client of yours, if we can do some type of a raffle and pick a name or whatever,
okay.
I would like to work with that person one-on-one because when I first
okay.
started out, Kanisha, as a matter of fact, my first, I don't know if you know this, my first client was a cancer survivor going on her second round of cancer, breast cancer, and she lived
mm-hmm.
in South Carolina. We had never met. She saw me on Facebook. This was 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And she called
mm-hmm.
me and she says, hey, you know, a friend of mine showed me your Facebook. You lost a lot of weight. She was like, I'm on my second round of breast cancer. And she was like, I'm not even worried about the cancer because I beat it the first time. And she says, you know what I've always struggled with? I always struggle with my weight. She was like, I have 5 kids and I can't go outside and play with them. And so after working with her, I just spoke to her that one time. I told her what I did. And then I didn't hear from her anymore. And 3 weeks later, she called me. She's like, Miss Toya, I lost 21 pounds. I said, I didn't even give you the whole program. Like, what? She was like, I just listened to everything you said. And she was like, I can play with my kids again. My whole family is eating better. And unfortunately, she did lose the fight to cancer last year. But since working with her with my as my first client, I vowed to work with a cancer fighter and survivor, pro bono, one cancer survivor a month. And
okay.
I have helped a couple different cancer survivors, and they were so excited to learn about, you know, the different leaves that you can make a tea, the different fruit that you can eat to saturate your body with antioxidants. The different ways that you can use exercise as your worship time, as your meditation time, you know, to build your
mm-hmm.
mind, body, and soul strength. And I had so much fun watching them grow and flourish. And so I'm going to be offering that to Pink Hearts.
Oh, wow.
So you just let me know who how we can coordinate that I can help one person do that 1 hour consultation on a monthly basis. We'll be more than happy to do that, because especially somebody going through a chronic illness, they need all the support they can, and they need those heads up on those natural pathways to the cure and those natural pathways to elevated living.
Yes, and thank you, because that's something that we will be incorporating in within the organization as far as healthy eating and healthy meals. So definitely that'll be a big help to some of the clients that we already have. We have
yes.
clients that Baptists, you know, kind of refer to us as well. We're working with FIU to kind of bring a breast cancer screening where they have access to the 3D van.
Okay,
so,
awesome.
We post it for the women 40 and over who, you know, haven't been diagnosed yet. It would be for those women. So definitely I'll keep you posted of when that event is going to take place.
Absolutely. How can our listeners and supporters connect with you, send you donations, or do anything of that nature? How can they find you on social media?
Oh, yes. We do have a website, www.pink-hearts.org. Once again, www.pink-hearts.org. Or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram under Pink Hearts, Inc. We do have a PayPal account where it's pay.me/pinkheartsinc. And also, Cash App, which is under the money sign Kanisha Gummer. So you can definitely send out any donations. All the donations are tax deductible. We are a 501c3 company. So if you are looking for any tax write-off, definitely let me know. You can send an email at info at pink-hearts.org, and we will get back with you as soon as possible.
Right. Awesome. I'm wrapping the show up because I'm trying to be structured and on time, but I don't want to get off the phone. Like, it's so much stuff that we can keep going and talking about, because I want to leave the listeners with this, because I said it's not only what you eat that affects your disease receptiveness. It's what you see. It's what you listen to. So those of you that are doing vision boards, you want to put the things that you love and you desire, you want to put those up around you so you can see them all the time. That listening, do you know that when you go to a concert or when you're listening to music, your body, every essence of your body tries to match the frequency of that beat or that sound? So there's something called quantum sound healing that deals with pure frequency sounds from certain types of bells and drums, and your body is going to try to align itself with perfectness because you were made in the image. You understand me? But sometimes our lifestyle distorts the image, so we have to get back to greatness on that aspect. Oh, so yeah. Pay attention to what you hear. Pay attention to relaxing music and so on and so forth. You want to check those types of things and just spend more time with yourself, because the more time you spend with yourself, the more time you spend with the Creator. And when you realize how much of a creator you are, you will intentionally do things. You will intentionally increase your self-appreciation, your self-love, and so on and so forth. So I need
And remember, you are the church. And you are the church. You are the representation of Christ. Christ is within you. Just hate to say this, LaToya, but you don't have to go to a building to find God. God is within you. You are, He created you in His image.
Mm-hmm.
And
in
order for you to carry His spirit, you have to be born again. So definitely. And this is all aligned with that mind, body, and soul. So if you got one out of track, you would not be aligned with the Creator.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So thank you all for listening. I know I have a ton of online listeners right now that are listening in. A few people have texted me. Thank you guys for chiming in. We will be here the same time, same place. Okay, because that's what it is. We are back on track. There's been so many, Kanisha, there's been so many obstacles these past few weeks, but definitely this past week.
Yeah.
But I want to say that one monkey, two monkeys don't stop the whole entire show.
Yeah.
You understand?
Right.
So for those of you out there feeling a little challenged with some of the obstacles that have been presented, whether they're financial, whether they're technical, whatever it might be, I want you to stay strong and know that you have the power to change as long as you focus on your goal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, this has been an amazing show, and I want to thank Pink Hearts, Inc. for taking the time out, especially after their day yesterday, to be on the line with us.
Yes.
I'm going to be getting with you because I want to do a write-up about this and send it to the Miami Times and make sure that Down South is properly represented in the black media outlet or any outlet,
okay,
to be honest with you, because they need to know how great this was. Like, I feel like October just started today. That's why I wanted to kick it off with you specifically. I feel like it's a pink dinner coming up. Like, it's 31 days in October. Like, can I get a pink plate up in here? Oh, yes, this is all natural. This is healthy. Like, we about to have a pink brunch. Like, come on. Like, it's coming. You are.
Oh, yeah, October 27th at Alorica, definitely. We will be having something out there October 27th. So
see,
come see us out there.
I ain't even
it is
that.
A pink affair.
I did not even know that. So, Kanisha, I want you to get let's good news, ghouls. I love Down South and Pink Hearts Inc. Let's pick a day this month. Just it don't have to be. You don't have to pick it right now, but just know we're picking a day, and it's gonna be a pink out affair.
Oh yeah,
that we're wearing pink to represent the cure. We're not celebrating the disease by far. We're celebrating the cure, and we're celebrating the fact that you are a survivor. We're celebrating the fact that you're a creator and you're bigger than the disease that may have, you know, caused some discourse in your life. So if you see me in some pink, you understand that's what I'm representing. And I might have some moringa on me. I might have some sour sap on me, you know, to help you with the cure. You know, you remember the man from Coming to America when he opened his coat and he got on.
Yeah.
So I got some fly personal hygiene. I'm gonna open my coat.
Oh,
I got
yeah.
some fly fresh juice and some teas and herbs. What you got? So like,
I need
I'm
some
ready.
Juices and berries. But it's natural,
okay.
Natural. Honey. It's natural, dry. I need some juices and berries.
Woo. Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to cut up next week. Shout out to Carlos McCombs in the building. Shout out to everybody in the Down South area. Shout out to the whole Pink Hearts Inc. team. I really appreciate you guys. And let's take this thing to the next level. Peace out. Peace and blessings. If you have any questions or comments, make sure you reach out to me at 786-972-8695, especially if you want to be on the show and especially if you want to be in Good News Ghouls. We need contributing writers, graphic designers. We need a whole team that we're looking for. So peace and blessings, everyone. Thank you, Miss K, for being on the line.
Yes, put on that song you was playing, coming in, going out.
Listen,
how about
the technical difficulties, right? It won't even show the Barry. It won't even show the Barry White song in my little back office. That's okay, because I got some for it. So we gonna we
you know
gonna
what? You just
got
to celebrate because the devil busy.
Yes.
He trying to knock you out the comfort zone, but it's all good. God got you.
Yes,
there we go.
Does. So we gonna ride out the runway, y'all.
You
all right,
the
way.
Oh, that's my thing song anyway.
Monday through Sunday, and you so beautiful. You belong on the runway. Strawberry sundae, girl, I love your style, your style, your style, your style. Girl, I love your smile, your smile, your smile, your smile. And you're the prettiest thing that I done seen in a while. Girl, you so beautiful, you belong on the runway. Yeah, you, baby, ooh, you ain't nothing but the truth, baby. Ooh, I'm about to tell the world how I feel. I love how independent you is. I love how down to earth you are. Baby girl, you's a star. Don't think you understand, baby. I'm your number one fan, baby. Your style, your style, your style. Girl, I love your style. Your smile, your smile, your smile. Girl, I love your smile. I see you on your stuff Monday through Sunday. And you so beautiful. You belong on the runway. You belong on the runway. You belong on the runway. You belong on the runway.
while we got this moment, let's celebrate. Beautiful, I can't describe you in another way. You ain't even gotta talk. Now, girl, go ahead and just walk. Hey.
Your style, your style, your style. Girl, I love your style. Your smile, your smile, your smile. Girl, I love your smile. I see you on your stuff Monday through Sunday. And you so beautiful. You belong on the run.